Towards the beginning of the year 1838, two young men belonging to the First Society of Paris, the Viscount Albert de Morcerf and the Baron Franz d'Épinay, were at Florence. They had agreed to see the carnival at Rome that year, and that Franz, who for the last 3 or 4 years had inhabited Italy, should act as cicerone to Albert. As it is no inconsiderable affair to spend the carnival at Rome, especially when you have no great desire to sleep, on the Piazza del Popolo or the Campo Vaccino, they wrote to Signor Pestrini, the proprietor of the Hotel di Londra, Piazza di Spagna, to reserve comfortable apartments for them. Signor Pestrini replied that he had only 2 rooms and a parlour on the 3rd floor, which he offered at the low charge of a louis per diem. They accepted his offer, but wishing to make the best use of the time that was left, Albert started for Naples. As for Franz, he remained at Florence, and after having passed a few days in exploring the paradise of the Cascine and spending 2 or 3 evenings at the houses of the Florentine nobility, he took a fancy into his head, having already visited Corsica, the cradle of Bonaparte, to visit Elba, the waiting place of Napoleon. One evening, he cast off the painter of a sailboat from the iron ring that secured it to the dock of Leghorn, wrapped himself in his coat, and lay down, and said to his crew, "To the island of Elba." The boat shot out of the harbour like a bird, and the next morning, Franz disembarked at Porto Ferraio. He traversed the island after having followed the traces which the footsteps of the giant have left, and re-embarked for Marciana. 2 hours after, he again landed at Pianosa, where he was assured that red partridges abounded. The sport was bad. Franz only succeeded in killing a few partridges and, like every unsuccessful sportsman, he returned to the boat, very much out of temper.